everybody hates leaks. And in particular, I think our president is incensed by the leaks, and his chief of staff, Priebus, was out all weekend long. They were talking about, yes or no, is the mainstream media an enemy of the people? Because they're upset about the leaks, and they're upset about the mainstream press, and on it goes. Let's get the expert analysis of and the historical perspective of a returning guest here. Christopher Hahn is an American political commentator, a Fox News contributor. He makes regular appearances on the Fox News Channel, Fox Business, and all kinds of national radio programs, including this one. He started his career working for Chuck Schumer. Christopher, welcome back to Chicago's WLS. How are you, sir?
Well, thanks for having me.
In looking at the performance of Donald Trump, politics set aside, is he the most natural political performer? And I'm trying to think of who. They say Bill Clinton could work a room like nobody. Well, on a big stage, though, I'm just trying to think of somebody on that level that could handle a rally, not only through the 18 months of campaigning, but now apparently for his reelection campaign, 30 days in. Is it Huey Long? That's the only guy who comes to mind that was that populist and could rile his base.
You know, I think that, 30 days into your presidency, if you feel the urge to rile your base, you're doing something terribly wrong. And I think that's the problem. To me, that rally on Saturday afternoon reminded me of the scene from Soap Dish where Sally Field had to go to the mall to get the love of her fans. I think that's what Donald Trump had to do this weekend. He's been in that Washington bubble, and I readily admit it's got to be difficult for him, first time in politics, being in that bubble where most of the people around you hate you and the other people around you want something from you. So it's good to kind of get out and feel the love.
I don't get the sense that he requires to be loved. I think he almost has a instinctual need to be noticed. In other words, I don't think he cares if people hate him. He's using the press the same way Roman emperors used to use Christians to divert the attention of the population, just throw them to the lions. He doesn't care if the press hates him.
Yeah, I think you make a good point there. He does like to be noticed, but I also think he wants to be liked. I mean, I'm a New Yorker. I've been watching Donald Trump's career my whole life. He was very popular. He was on the Howard Stern show all my life growing up, and he wanted to be liked by that audience. He wanted to be liked when he was on The Apprentice. He wanted to be liked when he was releasing books. Now you're president of the United States, and most of what is thrown your way as president is criticism from your political opponents and then super scrutiny by the national media, which is going to criticize your every word. When you go up on stage in front of a national television audience and say there was a terrorist attack on Friday in Sweden, you could expect some serious barbs thrown your way.
All right, Christopher Hahn joining us here. He is a Fox News contributor, American political commentator. You see him up and down the dial and on a variety of programs, started his career working for Chuck Schumer. That being said, Donald Trump, if he makes an enemy of the press and then he makes an enemy of the judiciary, as far as, taking the Ninth Circuit Court out west, those are just that's political fodder for him, and if he controls the same amount of votes next time around as he did in November, he's going to win going away. Is that off base? Am I out of line there? This business model works for him, why change it?
Well, yeah. I mean, if you control the same amount of votes 4 years from now that you did this year within the same state, you are going to win. The problem is, not everybody who voted for Donald Trump was a part of that 38% of Americans that, he could go out on Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody and they wouldn't care. He had about 7%, 8% of people who said, okay, let's give this guy a chance. We're tired of everything else. Let's see if he could accomplish things. If he starts to lose Congress, which it looks like he's starting to do, he won't accomplish anything. And he won't have those people, those 7% that are, hey, we'll give him a chance. Those people won't be with him 4 years from now. In fact, I think that he's going to have a very difficult midterm election in 2018. It seems to me like it's going to be the Republicans 2010 happening in 2018.
Well, we'll see about that. One final question. As a guy that worked with Chuck Schumer, albeit years ago, Chuck Schumer and other Democrats in leadership positions, this is in Politico this morning, we had the reporter on who wrote it, they're trying to tamp down all this impeachment talk that the grassroots requires them to respond to. How do you see Schumer on the Senate side and Pelosi on the House side controlling this firestorm from their left?
Yeah, I don't think impeachment worked for Republicans in the 90s, and I don't think it would work for the Democrats now, unless there's something real egregious to impeach him over. A lot of people on the left who are new to politics are, calling for the president's impeachment just you know, out of sport, I think. And you won't see a pragmatist like Chuck Schumer go down that road. Because Chuck, you know, look, Chuck's not going to be the obstructionist Mitch McConnell was. If there's a place to find common ground, Chuck will find it. And, you know, specifically on big infrastructure projects and things like that. So I think that the talk of impeachment is very premature. I don't know that the president has done anything to warrant that kind of conversation. But if that ever comes up, you will see, you know, people on both the right and the left.
Bill Clinton famously lied to the FBI or lied to federal investigators. So that's an impeachable offense. There's nothing Trump has done.
He lied about getting oral sex from somebody. And, you know, most married men probably would make that same lie.
Well, yes. But then I also, if I lie to the feds, they're going to come after me, too. You can't do that. Christopher, thanks much. Appreciate it, sir. And we'll have you back soon. OK,
thank you.
Take care.